Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved, and make this proclamation loud and clear. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens, scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You pray for yourself that today I shall walk away from here with a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself like that. I shall walk away from here with a miracle. Masikatea boshendera bokontia. Riba basantia. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for another morning before your feet. We praise your holy name because you are our mighty God. There is none like unto you. Your name is excellent. Your name is wonderful. Your name is glorious. Your name is marvelous. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. That which you have promised to do here this day, let there be no one who will be here and will miss out on this. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you listen to me very, very carefully, the message of this morning is a warfare message. And the Lord has promised that He will do awesome things. That's what He said. So for a few minutes before we now go into some prayers, I'm looking like the wicked fertilizers. The wicked fertilizers. The wicked fertilizers. And listen very, very carefully so that you understand what we're really saying. The first thing I like to say this morning is this. If God opens your eyes to see the wicked operations of the enemy, and you're able to really see a little bit of what they do, you understand what Jesus meant when He said, pray without ceasing. Because they work like an automatic computer. No rest. They require no rest. It's you and I who have to sleep. It's you and I who have to rest. It's you and I who talk about holiday and sabbatical. They are restless and they work hard at what they are doing in their attempt to populate hellfire. That's the first thing I want you to understand. Number two thing that I want you to understand is this. There is a lot of wicked operations that even when you try and explain and explain and explain to some people, it's so strange to them. To some, it looks like bloody superstition. Know what these things they are saying. Is it true? But then what we even say, we don't say too much. For example, if I begin to tell you what I used to see or what I've seen, many of you may not believe what I'm saying. They will know, but some say that's very strange. But we know that it is true. The wicked fertilizers. What does it mean to fertilize a thing? It means to enrich it. Something you use to enrich something is a fertilizer. When you supply with nourishment, you are fertilizing a thing. When you add nutrients to something, you are fertilizing it. When you do something that will make the thing to quickly germinate, you are fertilizing the thing. This is in the physical realm. In the spiritual realm, it is true too. You can fertilize for good, you can fertilize for evil. But the most wicked part of it is what you want to address here this morning. Meanwhile, let's answer some simple questions. Question number one. Can life be used for life? Oh yes, it is possible. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. That is, can a person's life be used for another life? Is it possible? The Bible says yes. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. Isaiah 43, 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Life can be used for life. What am I saying? Somebody may be king so that another person can live. Somebody can be made poor so that another person can be rich. Somebody can be rendered a vagabond so that the other person can have a direction. Many years ago, I was at Yaba bus stop, and there was this man dressing in a three-piece suit, speaking very good English, but his strange thing was what he had to sell. And it was screaming there. They had all kinds of padlocks, necklaces, dark rings, magical items. And he was screaming there. And people surrounded him. And I noticed one word he used to say. He said, if one person's life does not spoil, another person's life cannot be good. What a word. And I was looking at him. And he began to describe what his magical items can do to people. And there was a man there who pointed to a padlock on the floor. So what's that used for? It's for locking people up. When you lock them up, then they don't prosper. And you take away their prosperity. Then the man said, can he use it for his wife? Then yes. He said, how much? I was there, I saw it. In Proverbs chapter 11, we're still answering question number one. Can life be used for life? Oh yes, it is possible. And it is being done day by day. In this Proverbs chapter 11 verse 8, here is God doing exactly the same thing. The righteous is delivered out of trouble. This is Proverbs 11:8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. So question number one, can life be used for life? Oh yes. It is possible. It is possible. I want you to understand this very well. My grandmother told me a story about one old king that refused to die on time. But what he was doing was anytime his slaves gave birth to children, he pounded the day old children and using it to prolong his own life. Can life be used for life? Oh yes, it is possible. Question number two. Can virtue be transferred from person to person? Is it possible to steal the intelligence, the wisdom of somebody and transfer? Oh yes, it has happened before. In Genesis chapter 48, can virtue be transferred? Oh yes, it can be transferred. There are tangible items that can be moved from place to place. Genesis 48, look at it from verse 13. Genesis 48, 13. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near to him. Normally, the firstborn should have the right hand laid on his head, and the secondborn should have the left hand laid on his head. But what happened? There was an exchange. A cross. Verse 14. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittily. For Manasseh was the firstborn. The virtue of Manasseh was transferred like that to his junior brother. This is the trouble of many of the firstborns. Their lives have been used for life and their virtues have been transferred. The third question to answer is this. Can blessing be exchanged or taken away? Oh yes. That's happened before. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 30. Genesis 25, verse 30. What does it say there? Genesis 25:30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I'm faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die. What profit shall the birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore to him and sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. That man exchanged his own blessings. Can promotion be stolen? Oh yes, it has happened before. You can still use the case of Jacob and Esau. You can still use it. It can be stolen, can be taken away. Your name may be on the list, but it has been removed. Can a man become an animal and still remain a man on the outside? Oh yes, it is possible too. It is possible that can the life of a man be replaced by the life of an animal? It's possible. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 16. Daniel 4:16 says this loud and clear. Daniel 4:16. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. So it is possible. So that's why you see some people, they carry out some behaviors and you find it unbelievable. And wonder, how can somebody do something like this? His real person might have been transferred. There's an animal spirit right there inside. When the real heart of a person is taken out, and something like a dog spirit is projected inside, the person becomes an established prostitute, male or female. He wants to sleep with anything, wearing trousers or wearing skirts. Something has been programmed into his life. And it's a terrible thing. I was in England, one of our crusades. There was this young white lady who came for counseling. She said, man of God, I need deliverance. I said, deliverance from what? She said, deliverance from roasting. Roasting. I said, sorry, I don't understand. I mean roasting. I don't understand. She said, I'm embarrassed. I don't know how to explain it to you. Deliverance from roasting. So I know how to call somebody. Now I explain to me that roasting is when one woman takes three men to bed at once. Roasting. Can problems be transferred? Oh yes. Somebody's problems can be transferred to another person. You can lay your hands on the sick and the sickness will transfer to you. It has happened before. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27, you see a classic example of problems being transferred. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27. 2 Kings 5:27. The leprosy of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. Look at the choice of words very well. The leprosy of who? Leprosy of who? He didn't say leprosy of Gaza. It was the problem of Naaman. He shall now cleave unto you, Gaza. So problems can be transferred. I pray that anyone who is here today and the enemy has transferred his own problem into your life, because the enemy doesn't want to suffer that problem, he just transferred it to another person. Today, the problem shall go back to the senders. It shall go back to the senders. It shall go back. 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 It shall go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can peace, joy, love, can it be withdrawn? Withdrawn? Yes, the Bible says it's possible. Can withdraw it? Somebody who claims, I love you, I do this and do that. All of a sudden, some powers can take that love away. In Luke chapter 10, verse 5. Luke 10, 5. Can peace be withdrawn? Can joy be withdrawn? It is possible. Luke 10, 5 and 6. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. If the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Peace can move up and down. Another question I wish to answer before we go too far. Can God make a promise to a person and then withdraw the promise? Oh yes, he can. The enemy can manipulate a person to a position where any promise made by the Lord is now withdrawn. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, look at it from verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 13, from verse 13. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. The family of Saul will have been reigning in Israel forever. There will have been nothing like the house of David reigning there. Verse 14. So, but now, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded me to be captain over his people. Because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. God withdrew the promise and transferred the destiny of Saul to David. It is negatively possible too. Is it possible for somebody to walk and walk and walk and somebody who did not walk reaps the result? In Isaiah 65:22, person can walk, and at the time he should be enjoying it, he's taken out. And another person who did nothing is now reaping the result. The Bible calls it an evil disease. Isaiah 65:22. But let's look at it from 21. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. So it is possible to do those things and then you don't reap the benefits thereof. Then last question. Can one life be demoted and wasted in order to fertilize another life? The answer is a capital yes. Please, when you get home, because of our time, get your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 13 and read there how souls of people can be hunted down and transferred. How they will make the souls of the person to fly off so that they might live. While we were in Old Jabba Road, we used to have a brother in our fellowship at that time. They had somebody in their family line who just refused to die. Refused to die. 5 times the man had died at over 100 years old. But anytime they started washing his cups, he wakes up again and everybody goes back to wherever they came from. He had dropped a word that his cups should never be washed inside. So all this time they were washing, he was inside. But the strange thing is that any time he died and woke up like this, one of the observers must die. One who saw him being washed must die. They died and died and died. Then his brother started coming to Mountain of Fire. He had a message. I've forgotten the message now. So when they said the man died again, this man prayed loudly that, "Oh Lord, I don't want to be wasted." The Lord answered, "When you get there, tell them to bring him out into the sun and wash him there." And that's when nobody people will not die. And then he won't wake up. So he got there. And again, the one that started washing him inside. So no, bring him out. But he said, but he had dropped word that they should never bring him out. The brother said, bring him out. They did. And that was why they were able to bury the man. And nobody died. But meanwhile, 5 people have gone to prolong his life. Let me tell you today the story of Brother Borokini. Brother Borokini noticed that in their family line, anytime somebody was getting married, the most elderly person in the family is normally the chairman of the reception. All these things did not click in his brain until he began to come to Mountain of Fire to listen to some messages. He noticed that anytime after a wedding, the chairman of the reception will die. And that was happening in the family constantly. And those who normally died were just those who were the most elderly who have to be the chairman of the reception. So people died off until he became the most elderly person in the family. He now came to me. He said, "Man of God, this is what I've noticed. And now somebody wants to marry. And that he has been made the chairman of the reception. He is the most senior member of the family. He has to go. But then those who went before, this was what happened to them." And I said, "Okay. We shall use holy wisdom and holy intelligence. Don't say you will not go. Dress up very well. Follow them to the car park. Let them load all the vehicles very well. And then decide to faint." So that they can bring you back home.
So nobody will say he didn't want to go. He said, if I bring him back, what should I do? I stay on your bed. On your bed. So he did what I said. Got themselves ready. He got to that Toyota car park. They entered the vehicle. As the driver was about to move, this man coughed. Yeah! Vomited and fainted. There was pandemonium. This, that. Under his breath said, take me back home. Take me back home. They took him back. The others were dead, were very sad. They didn't want to go to the reception. He said, you can go. Just go. They went. He stood up from the bed, locked his door, prepared for him a cup of Bonvita or something like that, and slept until they came back. When they got to the wedding reception, they didn't find the correct person. They picked his junior brother, who was going to a canker or something like that. It didn't take 2 days for this replacement to die. Close your eyes, beloved. Every power planning to use my life as a wicked fertilizer. Can you say this with only madness? Can you shout it louder than anyone around? Jesus. Aha. I refuse to believe. In Jesus' name we pray. If I were here, Jesus, I would pray other than this. Wicked replacement of my destiny. Can you say this loud and clear? Can you shout it loud and anybody? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Refuse to be replaced. In the name of Jesus. Maxia Lika Sempoya Boshenta. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and satanic exchange of my destiny. Jesus, deal with the satanic exchange. Masachekaya boshentera bokolaba. Ribaka ponda sentera kaya boshentera ba. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's continue a little bit further, beloved. A little bit further. A man went to look for juju or medicine to make money. And he was given 5 options. Number 1, he said he should bring the head of his mother. I said, no. That one is too raw, too cruel. I said, okay. They asked him to go and sleep in the cemetery. You should identify the tomb of a rich man and sleep there for 301 days. I said, no, that means that how can somebody be sleeping in the cemetery for almost a whole year? They gave him a third option. They gave him a big lizard to swallow. And the lizard will vomit money. And anytime the lizard has stopped vomiting money, he will swallow the lizard again. But they warned him. At the day he coughs and the lizard does not come out, his tummy will begin to swell and he will die. He said, okay, sir, those who have done this thing before, how long have they lasted? They said, 3 years. I said, no. It doesn't want that one. They gave him a fourth option. that he should arrange to drink goat blood. No food for 3 months. He said, no. Yeah. Then I give him a fifth option. I say he should look for 3 women who have wedge virtues, and that they should bring materials from their body. Then the wealth of those women will be transferred to him, and then the women will become poor. He agreed to just steal other people's virtues. Some years back, I think it was 1994 when we arrived there. I think last Sunday was our 10th year here. It was about, listen, we were about a week old there. A man rushed his daughter here from the university. The name of the daughter was Usua. I still remember very well. And the girl was stark mad. First class mathematics. Mad. The man said, pray. He wanted to start praying. The Lord said, don't pray. Ask this man to go to his father's house. The father of Usua. To go to his father's house. And tell that father to break open the center of his sitting room. That there will be a small coffin. That if they destroy that coffin, Usua will be well. The father broke down, cried again. Man of God, you don't want to pray for this girl. Where can that be coffin inside the room that is cemented and flooded? Says, please, he was crying. Sorry, we cannot pray. Go there, leave Usua here. So he went. To his amazement, when he got to his father, said, Daddy, Usua is not well. And one man of God said, we should break open this door. There is a coffin there. If we destroy that coffin, Usua will be well. He was surprised when the father said, man of God, which man of God? Describe him. When he described, so, is it that one? He began to break the place open. And he brought out a small coffin. Inside the coffin was a script. The name of Usua was there. The idea was to terminate and waste Usua so that this man will continue to live. Immediately the coffin was destroyed there. By the time the man came back, Usua was already drinking Coca-Cola bought from our restaurant that was in that corner that time. An evil exchange wanted to take place. The devil has no power to create anything, but he is the most successful robber in the universe. He can steal, he can transfer, he can exchange virtues. He can exchange a person's spirit. A terrible spirit now takes over the person. He can do body exchange. The person now look older than his or her age, and the presence of the person will be inviting irritation. He can do brain exchange, where brain can be transferred from goat to man, from man to goat. He can do child exchange in the womb. He can do wealth exchange, transfer money from this place to that place. He can do ear manipulation. He can do virtual exchange, talent exchange. He can do partner exchange, promotion exchange, organ exchange. Using the people's life to do terrible things. If a person is being used as a wicked fertilizer, that's when the person experiences what we call firstborn demotions. Constant failure at the edge of serious breakthrough. Unexplainable health failure. Brain failure. To you, once the person has been used and wasted, the person may find it very difficult to grow in the things of God. Because certain things have been taken out. His virtues have been removed. The person may have what you call a low self-image. Don't think you're anything. Horrible and terrible nightmares. Especially nightmares in which you see yourself serving others all the time. Serving others all the time. Like this life of struggle and battle always. This is what we're here to battle this morning. What do we need to do? Surrender your life to the Lord. No other way. The second thing you should do, that you should pull down the altars of the wicked fertilization. The third thing to do is to command a reverse from what they have done wrong to you. This thing that I've told you in brief words this morning is one of the most wicked operations of the enemy. When somebody takes the name of somebody somewhere and say, well, you see, in that place of work, I'm number 9 on the line, but I want to be number 1. Say, well, so what do you want us to do? Say, well, find a way of getting rid of this eight that are at the front so that I can be number 1. And if those 8 people are not children of the Most High God, they either make terrible mistakes or a tragedy happens in their life. We cannot sit down
Allow the enemy to be operating what we know is the ordinance of God. Rise up on your feet, beloved. The prayers of this morning is for thousands and thousands of us here. I beg you, don't joke with them. Pray them with all your strength. Pray them the way you have never prayed before. Pray with all your heart. Can you say this after me loud and clear? Louder than anyone around you. Every satanic obituary written against my destiny. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? Sisters, is that the best you can do here this morning? Brothers, can you shout it louder than the sisters? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, kill the obituary by the power and the blood of Jesus. Aha, aha. Something is happening already. Yes, 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 yes. Spirit of the living God, move and dismantle every oppression of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is just free of charge. Just want to put this one in. Every witchcraft agent in my place of work, receive the stripes of fire. So don't be surprised what happens tomorrow. Follow this one. Every witchcraft agent in my place of work, receive the stripes of fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let's put that one in. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. That is just by the wayside. We go back to our main focus. I will not go to my enemies for help. This is a great prayer. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. I will not go to my enemies for help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pharaoh of my life, rush and perish in the Red Sea. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, deal with the Pharaoh of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, contend with those who contend with my destiny. In the name of Jesus, contend with them. Contend with them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic surveillance over my life, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, every satanic surveillance Over my life, I bind you. Jesus, then we pray. I want to believe that you are praying because many things are happening. Every witchcraft prayers targeted against my destiny. Yeah! In the name of Jesus, deal with the witchcraft prayers. Your stripes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. We've now are not getting to a particular level. Every evil power of my father's out. Cough out and vomit my virtues. Can I hear the sister saying this? I want you to put your emphasis on the cough out. Cough it out. Can you shout it again loud and clear, sisters? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Cough out! Everybody together now! In the name of Jesus! Come on and cough it out! 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 In the name of Jesus! Jesus' name we pray. Every power nominating me for demotion. Can you shout it loud and clear? Your time is up. There! In the name of Jesus. Continue. Yes, a little bit more. That's right. Let the power of God begin to move from person to person, from person to person, from person to person, from person to person. Let the power of God begin to move from person to person. In Jesus' name we pray. My love refuse the handwriting of wicked fertilizers. Can you say that loud and clear? Yes? 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 In the name of Jesus! Refuse the handwriting. Refuse to cooperate with them. That's right. Masikate aboshente rabakaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Timetable of my favor shall not be frustrated. Can you shout it louder than anyone around you? Shout it even louder than I. Jesus. Timetable of our favor shall not be frustrated. Yes, 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 yes. Say it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say this after me the way I'm going to say it. The sons of strangers shall build up my wall, and kings shall minister unto me. The sons of strangers shall build up my wall, and kings shall minister unto me. Can you shout it loud and clear? Yes. Yes. Say it again loud and clear. Yes. Uh-huh. Shout it now, loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Three more prayers before we sit down. Three more prayers before we sit down. Beloved, the Spirit of God says, so many people here this morning, that what we're talking about this morning has happened to them long, long, long time before they got born again. To some, it has happened in the womb. But these prayers we're going to pray, three, will reverse these situations instantly. Someone here has been having this satanic fever that has refused to go. The hand of God has just removed that fever. And I see so many people here today in whose life the tree of non-achievement has been taken away. Three prayers now. Please, if you pray this and you are sweating, it is worth it. The Bible called Esau a profane person. The man just sold off his virtue like that. My Father! If I have unconsciously sold off my birthright, can you say this, shout this loud and clear, beloved? I recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. I recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray well. We are going back to that prayer. There are many sisters here. They have slept with the wrong men. Their virtues have been stolen already. There's some men here too. Slept with the wrong woman. Their wealth is under the sea. Transferred to Bermuda Triangle. We need to pray hard to recover them. You will not pray like this again. Pray this loud and clear. Pray it with holy anger. Every power caging my greatness. In the name of Jesus. Any power catch you, my greatness. Your time is up. 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 Yes, 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 yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes. This is number three in that series.
Every power that wants to waste my life.
Abel was wasted. Samson was wasted. Gehazi was wasted.
Every power that wants to waste my life. Your time is up. Death in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, continue. Say it loud and clear. I refuse to be wasted. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Beloved, I saw a large blackboard. There were materials already written on this board. But as we were praying, all these negative things were being rubbed off. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done in your life now. Thank you from the bottom of your heart. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He's a great God. He doeth great things. Amen. Shout a loud hallelujah. For the next 5 minutes before we go home, I want you to listen very carefully to certain operations you may begin to experience as a result of the prayers of this morning. The first thing that you may begin to notice is that all of a sudden, good things that you have forgotten that you had, the Lord will bring it back your way. That all of a sudden, men and women will begin to go out of their ways to come and bless you. People you did not know will begin to fight your battles. And the bombardment of favor shall be so great to the point of embarrassment to some people. And then, if you have been having defeat in your dreams, all of a sudden you begin to record success and victory. These prayers we have prayed here now, you are not going to pray like this. There are many of us here whose virtues have been transferred away from the country by powers of darkness. We need to recover them from wherever they've been taken. This prayer is powerful and strong. This is what you should say the way I'm going to say my own. Every dry bone of my virtue. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Command the dry bones to come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The hand of God is touching 12 persons now. These 12 persons have had their virtues transferred by household wickedness. As these virtues have been rushed back to your body, You feel the power of God moving from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. That's number one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Number 11. Number 12. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whether you come from riverine area or you don't come from riverine area, pray this one too. I withdraw my virtues from the waters. In the name of Jesus. Withdraw from the waters. Yes, let the bewitched organs be released. Let the bewitched destinies be released. Let the bewitched certificates be released. Let the bewitched houses be released. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final prayer I want you to pray today. We have prayed it before, but that is what I want you to leave this place with. Every power planning to use me as a wicked fertilizer. God! In the name of Jesus. Say it loud and clear. Say, push. Pray until something happens. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I still want you to pray it one more time. Because of a sister I see over there. Apparently you have been walking about upside down, and they were turning you, but they didn't finish the turning before you slowed down again. They didn't finish turning you right, the right way, and you slow down again. Don't slow down this time. Every power planning to use me as a wicked fertilizer, die in the name of Jesus. Yes. Don't negotiate with them. Masika poya boshentera bakaraba santa. Aha. Say it with all your strength. Today is today. That's right. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will not let me tremble. He will not let me tremble. The Lord will not let me tremble. Healing at night, sing the Lord and clap. The Lord in at night, I tremble. Healing, Lord. The Lord in at night, I tremble. Healing at night, I tremble. The Lord in at night, I tremble. Healing at night, I tremble. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, the Lord in that land, I tremble. Healing at night, I tremble. The Lord in that land, I tremble. Healing at night. Sing it, Lord, I tremble.
heavy heart crumble. He will know heavy heart crumble.
We're going to sing two songs before we go home now. You can sing whichever you like out of these songs. Just sing it. Anyone you desire to sing, sing it loud and clear. Satan, no parking. My life is a danger zone. Satan, no parking. My life is a danger zone. You can sing that one if you like. Idemi jao, alleluia, modele. Idemi jao. Let us share the grace in fellowship.